This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Kelly McDonald.
I'm Ramya Amadhin, and this is Kelly and Ramya.
On to hour two, as we do every weekday, 2 hours of Kelly and Ramya. Kelly McDonald, Ramya Amadhin. We're holding down the fort on a Tuesday, Kels, and we got into the pasta conversation in the last hour with nutritionist Julia Carangis. I was quite surprised, considering you're not necessarily a pasta fan. You didn't even say the word yuck.
No, I didn't. I did that yesterday, so I wouldn't be tempted to do it today.
That's right.
It's interesting because I don't really know how come I'm so whatever. And it's not like
anti-pasta.
I despise it. I find pasta boring. So this was a way, as we had this discussion not long ago with Grant, there was something Grant found that way too during one of Julia's conversations. It was like watching him turn a corner, and I kind of felt the same way. Like it was, that might be a good idea. A sauce made with that?
Us pasta believers already knew she would take us there, though. But I'm glad that she's potentially converted you, at least theoretically.
I feel sorry that she has such a struggle with things like, what was that weird food they brought up? Chili.
Chili?
Yeah.
Chili's also fantastic. Yeah. But yeah, she tries. She tries with you.
Can't even remotely understand how anyone would have that view about chili. Oh, pasta? I could work towards it.
Mm-hmm.
Folks, Kelly Reporter Time. We do this Monday, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays on the program. Always fun to see what they have to share with us. And today we're going to go visit with Kim Thistle. We've got our committee report. She is out there in St. John's, Newfoundland. Kim, welcome back. How are you today?
I'm good. Thank you. How's everybody? I'm wearing a shirt with a bird on it to represent spring, even though we really don't have spring yet. Easter Bunny might have to show up on his snowmobile, but We're wishing for spring, so my activities should bring a spring to your step. How's that?
Well, watch your step with the snow on the ground. You know, that hopping down the bunny trail might be a little bit difficult, but really nice that you're bringing that feel, and maybe that will help us, get there too with it, because that's really cool. Kim, one of the music genres I used to bug a lot of my friends about, who were real fans of it, and I used to tell them, oh my god, what a boring kind of music. And of course I was thinking about a lot of that stuff from the 60s, the Peter, Paul and Mary kind of music, you know, all that. Not so much of like the East Coast folk music. There's a lot of great folk bands out there playing different kinds of music that qualify as folk, and it sounds like we're going to hear them recognized at the Folk Music Awards out there.
Yes, isn't that cool? It's called the Canadian Folk Music Award, April the 3rd to the 7th here in St. John's, Newfoundland. Woo-hoo! Come welcome to the Rock. So I think it'd be a great venue, and they have different venues throughout downtown area. So obviously they're located in the downtown, heart of downtown area where you guys stay. So it would be the LSPU Hall, the Chip Pub, and the Majestic. So they're like, I'm calling like iconic building from in my mind that's been around for a while, working on accessibility. We're not perfect in accessibility, but it is working to get there. So I think it's a great venue if you enjoy folk music, and it's open for everybody. Like, the prices range from $20 to $50. They have two nights of awards going on, and another night is, I thought was really interesting, Song and Stories Songwriter Showcase. They said not to be missed. That's on April the, didn't write the date down, 7th to 10th, LSPU, English, French, and Indigenous Performers. And I think that's interesting, coming together and hearing their creativity protest, process, and then a family-friendly event. It's another night that they have offered. So I think if you're into folk music, come together and you get to see your favorite bands.
Well, obviously we love the different types of music and the inclusion of the Indigenous music, which is a tremendous amount of great folk sound.
Yeah.
But I really like what you said, because I know here in London, Ontario, when they would have the Home County Folk Festival and they'd get together for the circles, I'd hear about sitting down and hearing from, songwriters, song performers, whatever, in any capacity, the different facets. But the one thing about folk music is all that storytelling that is possible.
Yeah.
And I think as someone who's a theater person, it kind of is that bridge as well bringing us into that. So that'll be really cool. And hopefully there's going to be a lot of emphasis on that and people joining in, because what a way to learn some stuff, what a way to be able to get your thoughts together to compose that. Not only the song, but the stories, the lyrics that go with it. So beautiful.
Exactly. Exactly. I think it's a great opportunity for up and coming folk singers or anyone that wants to, you know, check it out. Check out, enjoy music and see what it's all about.
Folk music, the scene has a lot of popularity and a lot of like refinding popularity. It's coming back a lot in just pop culture nowadays, I'm finding as well.
I think a lot of us don't realize we're a fan. It's like the people used to say, oh, I can't stand country. And they say, well, what are you listening to that for?
Right. Huh?
It's a country song.
There's a lot of country and country elements. And it's the same thing with folk, you know, descendants of each other anyway. But yeah, and it's coming back in all these different ways now, especially with social media and keeping in touch with the broader community across Canada and going to these little festivals. Like, I know people from Toronto who go out to all over the place, including your neck of the woods, Kim, for these events. So it's fantastic. Tight knit too. Want to tell us about Easter Family Craft Night? This sounds fun.
I think it's a fun activity. Your kids are home for the week and you may want to have something to do. Now it's in the evening in Paradise at the Paradise Double Ice Complex. So that's the hockey arena. It's a very nice, very accessible, walk-in, very bright, elevators available. So they have on Tuesday, April the 2nd, $3 per person, 6 to 7:30 p.m. And that's making crafts with your family, your kids, your grandkids, whatever, you know, float your boat. Who do you want to bring with you? Have fun night making crafts.
That sounds awesome. So this particular event, do you know if it's done annually?
I'm assuming it would be, because Paradise, I find a lot of the communities around here have different events. And, you know, like, even though we're all larger part of, I won't say St. John's, because not everyone say that they're part of St. John's, but we got St. John's, Mount Pearl, Paradise, Torbay, these larger, you know, different communities and municipalities. And Paradise is always, you know, very on for different events, Christmas, Easter, you know, same thing here in Mount Pearl. So I chose Paradise because I thought, you know, let's stretch out beyond the overpass, as we say here in Newfoundland, right?
Yeah.
You know, there's other communities, there's other places that exist here and besides St. John. So an opportunity to get out and do some fun things with your family or your grandkids.
And every weekend, every excuse, right? Like if someone's holding something, it's nice to just get back out there, especially this time of year, which I call like transitional. Between the people who don't want to get out in the cold and are excited about the summer. Yeah.
If you had trains in Newfoundland, it would be like the other side of the tracks, right? If you had trains.
It probably would be. You got it.
Your third topic, Kelly Loader. I want to talk about this Juno Award winner.
They are
nominee. Excuse me, I'm sorry, nominee. Kim. I have to be correct. Nominee.
They have won 2023 East Coast Songwriter of the Year and Favorite of the Year. Second place in Canadian Idol, and they are a phenomenal performer. I've seen them a few times, and it's happening throughout Newfoundland. Unfortunately, not in Labrador, but between April the 3rd. Now let me make sure. April the 4th to the 9th. St. John's, Grand Falls, Gander, Corner Brook. So that's where the Arts and Culture Centers are located. Didn't get as far as Stephenville, but it gives an opportunity at least the rest of the province can see them perform. I have a story. Can I share of meeting Kelly Loader?
Yes.
Exciting. Oh, okay. This was so exciting. Because it was shortly after they came second place in the Canada Got Talent, and we were out for celebrating my friend's birthday at a very nice, you know, restaurant in Paradise, and we saw them over there sitting with family and a friend or whatever. So my friend and I go to the bathroom, we're in there talking, oh, how wonderful they are, and they did so well in Canada's Got Talent, and then her mother comes out of the bathroom stall and heard us. Her mother heard us chatting about it.
Wow.
Their mom said, come on over and meet them. And we said, really? You know, like, it's not like you've gone up to people. So we went over and met them, and very gracious, very kind. And we said, you know, we're fans. And my friend was having her birthday. So in a few minutes later, Kelly comes over, gets at the piano which that colonial inn, I'll tell you where it was, and starts singing happy birthday just to my friend Sandra. Aww. And we got pictures too. It was an incredible day. And that tells you the graciousness. And I've heard that about them, that they're very gracious, very kind. Also a wonderful songwriter and vocal performer. And I've seen them in concert. It's a good activity to go to.
Kim. It's a good thing you guys were being so complimentary, and you weren't saying, the music just leaves me. I'm not really getting into this. Boy, you would have heard an earful then. Well, get used to it.
But it was just that we were going on and on about how one. And nice. My best friend said, yeah, one time they performed downtown and let her son go up on stage and perform with them. Because knew that he was a student of Sherrington College, and that's the kind of graciousness and kindness. Yes. And then to come over and play happy birthday for my friend, it was an exciting day for us. Yes.
Wow, and I bet they'll put on great shows all across Newfoundland. Kim, as usual, great stuff, nice variety of things. Happy Easter.
Thank you. Happy Easter to you guys.
Thank you.
Kim Thistle joining us from Newfoundland, St. John, Newfoundland, to tell us all sorts of things going on, share some experiences too. That was a great story. We visit with our community reporters Monday, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays at the top of our second hour.
Well, let's get creative with woodworking. I'm probably just describing how I would do it.
Karate expert over here breaking boards,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. I did do that once, actually. Anyways, we're creating a project through observation and investigation. Find out exactly what that means with woodworker Jeff Thompson on Kelly and Rumia.
Don't go away. There's more great conversation with Kelly and Rumia right around the corner.
I'm Margaret Shepherd of the AMI podcast, Tripping On Air. Every month, my co-host Alex Hajar and I spill the tea on what it's really like to live with MS. Watch Tripping On Air on YouTube or download wherever you get your pods.